to let me know.
Should I stay or should Welcome I back go? To Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian. And Jesse, it sounds like, you know, Senator Ron Johnson thinks that he's gonna go.
Come and get some, son.
He's gonna stay. Excuse me.
Yeah, he's not gonna try.
Go. He's gonna stay.
He's gonna go and run. And sure, we'll see.
We'll see. Well, I think it just gets to the point that there's no other Republican in the state of Wisconsin that feels like they could carry that seat, and so. Because that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a lot of criping and moaning throughout the 2020.
Kvetching.
I had to do it. I had to break my word. I had to run for re-election in 2022.
Great.
Because
the more that we talk about that, then the less there is to talk about anything else. And it's all about him then and him not doing the thing he said he's going to do. And I don't mind if we focus on that.
No, I have a feeling that's going to be a losing, you know, topic that he wants to get. If he's going to focus on that, if he's focusing on...
He's got to address it at least.
Right. And it'll be an interesting dynamic of how much he has to address it, because I'll be fascinated. I'm curious to know if Wisconsin reporters at the Wisconsin State Journal, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all of those outlets, the big major news outlets across the state, are they going to be the ones that hold him to those words that he said 6 years ago?
Well.
Because, you know, a lot of the media ecosystem in Wisconsin has been pretty generous to individuals like Senator Ron Johnson. They were really generous to people like former Congressman Paul Ryan. They got very nice write-ups in all of those statewide outlets. And I'm going to be interested to see the news coverage of how this announcement goes when he officially announces this re-election campaign.
I do think that even the more, you know, opinion column conservative and even the journalism stuff like the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the more mainstream but still, you know, nice write-ups for the Republicans, I think all those outlets, they're still going to look at the stuff he's been saying that is just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs about COVID, and they're not going to be able to wash that down.
The ivermectin, yeah,
sure.
Promoting ivermectin,
horse paste and leashes.
Yeah, it's kind of a hard thing to walk back from. Yep. But I want to know what our listeners are thinking. So you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Bill from Oconomowoc calling in. Bill, what are you thinking about Rojo's decision to jump in the pool again?
Oh, I love it. There's not entertainment like that since Looney Tunes. And when that guy's on the air, you know, he definitely didn't drink it downstream from the herd. And he is, to me, entertaining, because very seldom do we get to meet somebody who got, maybe if you want to call it, as far as he did, living on fantasy. And I just entertain the fact that he's going to do it. I'd like to continue, but I'm getting another call, so I got to take that. But thanks, guys. You do a super job.
Hey, we're supposed to say that.
Appreciate the call, Bill. You go take that other phone call. Not a worry. Just as long as you promise to stay tuned and you're still listening on the other side of that phone call. But yeah, I think it would be entertaining. The Onion and Saturday Night Live could not write up something better than a senator saying, yes, you should use horse paste to try to get rid of a virus. That would be, if it weren't actually in fact happening, that would be really funny.
Vaccine, schmaxine, get off my lawn.
Exactly. If it wasn't so real, it would be comical. If it was satire, it would be funny, but it's
if
actually happening.
If people weren't dying, it would be
right.
funny.
This is an actual stance of a U.S. senator, and so I appreciate what you're saying, Bill, but at the same time, there are very real consequences to the lies that man has been spouting for the better part of this last term that he served. And even before that, it's not like I've agreed with Senator Johnson on any of his stances since he took office in 2010, but there has been a very significant shift in the last number of years. These last two or three years have been really bad.
I would much rather, again, I'll keep saying it, I'd much rather argue about tax policy than is COVID a hoax or is climate change real? But this is where we're at, right? So,
right. Holding on like an actual public committee hearing about whether or not you should inject yourself with bleach. That was another one after Trump said that.
Lovely.
You know,
yeah.
Rojo actually had a public hearing about it. So it's weird things like that I'm hopeful that when he is defeated will not happen anymore in the U.S. Senate. But we'll see. Up next, we're going to Dick from Madison. Dick, what's on your mind today?
Well, I disagree with you guys on one thing. I think there's somebody else out there
that says just as dumb of things. And a lot of times people like to parlay up from the house. That said, I think it would be hilarious to have Glenn Grossman and him. Grossman, you know, could enter the whole thing and primary him. And then they could just have a stupid statement face-off. I don't know who in the hell would win that. I think it'd be pretty close, don't you?
Wouldn't Glenn be running his campaign out of his mother's basement?
Mom, the meatloaf!
That also would be very entertaining. I don't think he's got the statewide name recognition either, but no, it would be on par with entertainment. You got that right. I'd take that.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, the two of them together would just be nonstop laughter. But
well, I'm surprised that, you know, Dick, I'm a little surprised that some of the backbenchers, even Brian Stile, Mike Gallagher, some of these other individuals that are in Congress, don't want to take a crack at running at a statewide election. To me, the fact that Ron Johnson is saying, I have to do this, and it seems like because there is nobody else to run on that side of the ticket, it's interesting, and it shows me the character that some of these other Republicans, they don't want to step up, and maybe they're thinking it's not going to be that great of a year for them because of the delays for people
candidates
to jump up.
By default, typically don't do very well.
One thing, on a serious note, that he did say that you could put in a tape loop and just keep playing it, I'm paraphrasing it, something to the effect he's not sure what he's done there has been relevant. Remember that one?
Oh yeah, don't worry, Dick. We've got that one. I've got it queued up. We've got we're gonna go into ad creation mode here now that we know if once this official announcement drops, we'll have some stuff ready. But it's gonna be a very Ron Johnson's gonna hear a lot of his
Buckle
own
up,
words,
Ronald.
Suggesting that he might not be the best fit to run for this position. So
maybe the only time he ever told the truth.
There's a library of these sound bites out there, Jesse. Like, I'm letting you know. And if you'd like to purchase some from this station, you know, you should give the business office a call one day.
That's
because
right.
We've got them and they are out there. We're very excited for the news. It sounds like Jesse's more excited. I'm coming around to the idea. Maybe I am a little bit more excited about this. But Ron Johnson running for re-election. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in. We're going to jump to another topic with Republicans here in Wisconsin coming up next. Stay tuned. So you gotta let me know.